The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Menachas Daf Yud Ches, as we continue to work our way through Inyone Mincha, and keeps on coming up the different dinim of Kmitza, we just finished the sugyas of machshovois, hapoislois, vapsulois in the kmitza and haktor and all the different parts of the seder, avoidas, haktorah, and the seder ha'achilois of the korban mincha. Now back to the avoidas. So we have by us in the Mishnah, on Daf Yud Ches, the discussion about the chalokim of the avoidah which was done before the kmitza. And there's a question why those things are kosher bizarre. The Gemara says that mikmitza ve'elech b'kuhuna, even though the kmitza is connected to shkita, but the kmitza is done b'yad ha'kohen, and the b'yad ha'kohen is only b'yad ha'kohen, not b'yad zo. Shkita can be done because shkita la avoida. But kmitza is done b'yad ha'kohen. If it's done b'yad ha'kohen, it's an avoida. And that's why the pasuk says v'heim imenim alay kumtze on the kohen, as opposed to shkita, which the Torah does not stress specifically in the kohen. We learn out that shechita of korbanos is kosher bizar, kmitza is only kosher be kohen. There's a nice thing I want to bring up, which is shaykh to the shear of the kmitza, to shaykh to the maisa kmitza, being kefi the amount of soilus, the amount of whatever the mincha is being taken of, whichever mincha it is, biyad hakohen. There's a Mishnah in Kelim, which brings up a very interesting point. Mishnah in Kelim is in Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Mishnah says like this: Yesh Amru Hakol Lufi Mashehu Adam. There are certain things in the Torah where the amount or the length or the size or the weight of something is Kifi Mashehu. There's no one size fits all. There's size or the amount that's necessary for different dinim is relative to the situation. The Mishnah lists off a bunch of examples. Hakoy mitzvah samincha. How much is the shear that goes into the kmitza? However large his hand is. Kefi mashu adam. Hachoyfin es haktoros. Chafino is a similar meavodas koshos to how to do the chafino as described in the Seches Yuma, the chafino of the ktoros. Ve'ashoysikim le'lugma v'yemei kippurim. The shear of shtia, where for one is Chayiv Koris, on Yom Kippur, is not the same thing as normal Machol Sasus, which is totally in the Gezayis, totally in the Revius over here, it's totally in Malay Lugmov. The size of a cheekful is obviously totally in the size of a cheeks of a person. Ukimozen Shtesudis, later, that's the last example of the Mishnah by an Eruv. In order to make an Eruve Tchumin, you have to put down Mozen Shtesudis. The Mozen Shtesudis is totally Basher Hu Adam. Now, there are a lot of kashas raised by the Mefarshim, or various kashas raised by the Mefarshim, in other halachas in the Torah that are also tali, that are also relative to the size of the person involved. And they're not mentioned in the Mishnah. So you could say the Mishnah mentions several examples just to bring up the concept. There are other examples that are not. The problem is that L'chor, there's a Gemara in Erevin, Daf Mem Chesem, and Alph, that seems to contradict that this Mishnah is Lav Dafka. That which is mentioned in the Mishnah is relative. That which is not mentioned in the Mishnah is not relative. The Gemara of Badi and Erevin, Daf Mem Ches, talks about Dalar Amos of Shvi Shabbos. That means L'gabi Tchumin, if a person is Yotza Mitchum, so merely once he's out of his Tchum Shabbos, he's only allowed to then extend himself to walk within a radius of Dalar Amos. What's Dalar Amos? Dalar Amos L'chor is a shear, an absolute shear, right? Totally, if you go with the Chaznish shear, with the Rechaim Noya shear, if it's a foot and a half, closer to 2 feet, Moshe says more like a foot and a half, more than a foot and 3/4. But whatever an Amo is, times that by 4, that's your Dalar Amos. No. The Mishnah says that Mishayim Lefi Kol Echad Ve'echad, an Amo really is the size of a foot length. So Mamela, the size of an Amo will be totally in the person in question, how big for him 4 steps are in any direction. Misharin Kolon Lufi Mashu, that's one shita in the Mishnah, in the Sugya of the Anervin. And the Gemara asks Akasha, if it's all relatives, then Lachar should be on the list in the Mishnah Kalim. It's not in the Mishnah Kalim. So the Gemara gives a whole explanation that if he's a nanos, if he's a dwarf, So then the share of Dalai Amas will be a full Dalai Amas. If he's larger, then he'll have more than the standard Dalai Amas. So Mel, it's not in the Mishnah because it's not totally relative. It's only relative Lekula. It's not relative Lechumra. If he's an Amas, if he's a dwarf, so then I'll have a full Dalai Amas. What the Hezbollah, that we're not getting into, that's Negev Masechus Erevin. Point being that the Gemara takes very seriously that if there's a din of a size of something, Dalai Amas is relative, L'chol Echad Basher Husham, so then, that would have to be in the Mishnah in Kelim. What I'd like to do is I'd like to discuss a certain Hagdorah. And based on that Hagdorah to delve into what this Shir means for us, L'gabi Kmitza, L'gabi Korban Mincha, and then to go back to a more broader, wide-ranging discussion of different places in Shas. There are kashas from different mafarshim and different halachas that l'chore should be basher usham in that Mishnah in Kelim. And the answer that's given, the general hagdorah that's given by the achronim is that the things that are mentioned in the Mishnah in Kelim are not shiurim that are functional shiurim. Meaning to say, there are certain things that are relative, but not because the halacha is relative, because there's a physical reality that has to be created, and that physical reality is created kol echod basher sham. A poshut example. The sheer how much a person needs to bench midaraisa is kedei svir. V'chalta v'savoto v'rachta. How much is kedei svir? Very subjective. One person has to eat, has to down 20 kazesim, 30 kazesim before he's full. Another person takes a few bites, eats like a bird, literally, he takes a few bites, and he's full, he's chayvim v'chsamos in deraisa. Why is that not mentioned? The teretz is because it's not a shear. That's just a functional thing. How much fills you up? That's a physical reality. Another example. The beged of tzitzis. The beged of tzitzis, bepashus, the achreinim are, marach in the historic hashulchan, has a whole discussion on halacha l'maaseh. That ma'idi talking, there's no shear how big a beged has to be in order to be chayv betzitzis. You know, you have the kid-sized tzitzis, which according to some paiskim is meaningless. We put it on a child for chinuch. According to some, the size of the beged is that which is mativ roiv of a person's body. Basher husham. Is that a shear in the beged? That's not a shear in the beged. That's a functional. A beged means it's not a scarf. Beged means it's something functional that covers your body. Covering your body is obviously totally if you're a 7-foot basketball player or if you're a cute little 3-year-old, you're gonna have a different size. If you have a different size, so then that's what it is. But not that there's a shear in the beged. That's the nafkamina between things that are a shear and things that are just functional, how much is in it in order to be mekayim a certain physical property. Those things are not mentioned in the Mishnah Kelim. The Mishnah Kelim is talking about things that have a shear. And this will need an exposition on all the things that are mentioned in the Mishnah, but that's the basic clause. Big Dekuna, let's say also don't have a shear. Big Dekuna Basher Husham. The Basher Husham over there is functional when it's called a beged. When's it called a beged? Kafi, the person who's wearing it, and so on. There are other examples also. Let's go to Korban Mincha for a second. If Korban Mincha is in this Mishnah, so then L'cha'ira, that would tell us that the shear of a Kmitza, Basher Husham, is not just functional. In order to do a Maisa Kmitza, what's called a Maisa Kmitza? Maisa Kmitza means that the one who's the Oivid, the Kohen, who's doing the Avoida, fills up his hand, fills a fistful. How much is a fistful? Depends how big your fist is. Depends if you have oversized hands, if you're a dwarf, so then a dwarf can't be over in the base of English. It's a balmum. But it depends how big the size of your hands are. Basher husham. No, it's not just functional. If it's in the Mishnah Kelim, that means it's a shear. What's the shear? How can it be shaykh a shear on the size of a kmitza? It's not a shear. That's a functional cue of whether he filled his whole fistful or whether he didn't fill his whole fistful. That's l'chor the only thing that's going on over here. Where does the shear of each coin, basher husham, why is that called a shear? Why is that called an amount? Why is that a halacha, halachic definition? All it is a definition of the maisa that he has to do, that he has to fill his whole fistful. So we have a Gemara by us. The Gemara in Daf Yud Tesamid Veis says that Chiddush b'shem Shmuel that im osam midol lekoymetz niskadish hakoymetz b'di'evet. If they made a measurement for the koymetz and he did the kmitza into the midah, into a kli that's a certain size. Niskadish hakayim, it's b'di'evet, the kmitza works. It's shvar gemara, but that's what the gemara says. So shal is, how big is the measurement of that kli? Rashi says, divamaskum maloi, that he made a kli that has the amount of a koimitz, and he was komatz with the kli. There are the mafarshim that are chelchan on Rashi, they hold that's not pshan the Gemara. What Shmuel is saying is that the kiddush of the koimitz is kefi, the handful, kefi, a fistful, in the kli. But how much is that? One would say it has to be a standard size, a koimitz, right? So what's a koimitz full? Be kaveh, kefi, the standard. Rashi doesn't sound that way. Rashi sounds like you kaveh the midah of the kli, kefi, the hand of this koimitz. Okay, what's the pshat? If you're not making the kmitza with his hand, you're only measuring how much would it come out with his hand, and that's how much the kmitza is, even in a kli. Well, what sense is that? L'chor, it would seem ganz klar, it would seem clear, that the kmitza is not just functionally when he's closing his fist, it has to be a fistful, so it has to be whatever fits his fist, however much it is, kol echad l'mimashu, no. There's a shear in the oivid. The oivid is the one who is the kohen who does the avodah of this mincha. The oved is kaveh, the shear of an askara lashem. That means there's no exact measurement of how much the kmitz is. By the way, we might add that the relationship of the kmitz with the shirayim and kaveh mincha, this really goes to the heart of what's going on in these sugis, really is not the same thing as the dam with the rest of the korban by a zevach. A dam is a part that's not necholim, it's a chelik that goes on the mizbeach. The necholim, the emurim with the basar, is a totally separate part of the korban. There's no neat divide like you have by dam and basar and emurim by mincha, because the mincha the shirayim is one thing. The mincha the shirayim is one thing, and it's called in the Torah. What's interesting is that the kmitza that's offered, that's mukta al gabi mizbeach, is called askara. Loshna askara means a remembrance. That means it's not the by dam that's put on the mizbech, ki adam wa nefesh. We're going to learn more about that in a few shurim from now, what the gedder of the dam ala mizbech is and what that has to do with the isser achilas dam. But the dam has a definition as not being part of the animal. It's the nefesh of the animal. It's a different part of the animal. Over here, be'etzim the mincha is eaten by the kohen and b'kedushaso. There's an askara, a kilo of remembrance that's put on the mizbech. That means it's not something separate, it's just a reminder. Because the mincha and the shirayim is really one amount. The amount that's taken off the kmitza, for the kmitza, is kefi, the one who's doing the avodah. That amount is hukva, that's what the remembrance should be. It's a shear. It's not just functionally as no maisa kmitza, he has to fill his whole fist. The shear of the amount that should be hukra v'agabi ha-mizbech is the amount of the fistful of the kohen. So even according to Shmuel, when he's putting it in a kli, the amount that the kli will have to hold will be kifi mashahu. But that's why it's mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Kelim denotes things that have a sliding shear, a shear that's mitl toli b'ashehu shom. A mincha is one of the examples of that. We find other places where there's a shear kmitza. And that Shmir Kmitza is not just a functional matter of how much he needs to do a Maisa Kmitza. A few examples. There's a Mishnah, the end of Menachos, you know, by us in the 12th parak of Menachos, that Menadvim Shemen. And the Gemara says in Zvachim, the Avtzadik Aleph on the base, B'Shem Shmuel, that the way to be Menadvim Shemen, if a person wants to make a korban, the sokim of Shemen, then he brings the shemen kuptsoy v'shiorim necholim. That's the way the korban is brought. A koimitz is offered, and the shiorim are eaten. How much is the koimitz? And the Tosafot points out over there in the Mishnah that it's for sure that the kohen is not doing a kmitza b'yadav. So there's a shear of kmitza. Not that there's a koimitz being taken off physically, but there's a shear of kmitza. What's shear of kmitza? Kmitza is only the amount is however much you need to fill up your hand in order to do a Maisa Kmitza. Over there is no Maisa Kmitza. No, there's a shear koimitz. That means that it's a shear. And over here, Rashi is saying that the shear of, let's say, filling a midah of a koimitz is however much fits into that koimitz hand. It's a shear, it's a din, a certain cheshivus of a shear koimitz. Another example of is the koimitz of the bazicha levoina, which is offered the lechem aponim. Over there is also a shir koimitz, even though there is no maisa kmitza that's being taken. There's something else also. There's a Yerushalmi, later on, by the end of the Masechta Bayos and Kuvovam and Beis, over there by that din, Misnadev Shemen, Misnadev Levoino. So Tosfos says over there that Yerushalmi has a machloikis, if the Kohen is offering, the Kohen is doing the Kmitza V'Shirayim of a carbon that's being brought by Yisrael. The Yisrael is offering Levoino. How much should the Kmitza be? Yerushalmi actually has a Manda Omar that the Kmitza amount is Kefi, the size, the fistful of the Bailam. That's certainly not a way of saying that you need a Maisa Kmitza, Sameli has to fill up a fistful, because the one who's doing a fistful is a Kohen. The Kohen has to fill up in his hand the fistful of the Bailam. How you do it, if it's much, if it's less, is it a Maisa Kmitza, is it not? I don't know exactly how to understand what the Maisa Kmitza would be. But the point is that it says it is a Shir of a Kmitza, even though it has nothing to do with functionally, being the sky and when somebody, did his hand. It's not the person who's doing the Kmitza with his own fist that the shear is mentioned by. So it's a shear. It's not just a functional halacha. There's another halacha also, Briskurov brings up over there. Kuvov, the idea that the Mishnah Shkolim has brought down that there were collection, places. There was shoifrois, shaped in the shape of a shoifer. In the Beis HaMikdash, where people could put in money for Menadve Shemen, Menadve Levoino, how much did he put in? Let's say a person wants to put in money for Menadve Levoino. So he has to put in the amount of money for the Koimitz. How much is that? Which Koimitz? He doesn't know who's gonna bring. So obviously there's a shear, Tukizais, and whatever it is, they discuss it. There's a shear of a shear Kmitza. And the shir kmitza could be biyad hakoyin basher husham, and that's also a shir. The shir is kefi, however much the oivet takes off. Like we said, the reason why it's sliding, the reason why there's no exact amount, is because it isn't an exact something that's separated from the korban. All it is a certain amount that has to be taken off. That certain amount is relative. That's the din of shir kmitza legabi korban mincha. Chassam Sofer has what to say on this noise. Is the shear of Kmitza just a functional, because he has to do a Maisa Kmitza with a certain surah that has to fill his whole hand, or the shear Kmitza is a shear? And the way it comes out from the Chassam Sofer, Chassam Sofer is in the Tshuva in Aruch Chaim Simen Tzadik Ches, it seems that there's a machlokes to Bavli and the Yerushalmi in this very question. What's the machlokes to Bavli and the Yerushalmi? This is a question how the Rambam paskins, that despite the fact that later on the Gemara Chavov, we've discussed a few times, in Aktora Pox Mikzais, there's no reality of a Maisa Aktora that's less than a Gezais. There's no Kshivus of something to be considered a Haktora that's a matter. So Aktora has to be a Gezais, and the shear of Kmitza that has to be offered, Haktora Sakoimitz, has to be Shtei Zeisim. How is it that a Koyin who has small hands will be able to be makdir, if it's a koimitz worth, how will he be makdir, to kizaisim? So this is Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that a koin who has small hands and the amount that he has in his hand with the kmitza will be less than two kizaisim. It's possible avoidim. Why? Because the kmitza that has to be done is two kizaisim. And he can't be mekadesh that bekimutz. So he's possible, not possible, b'chlal, because he's allowed to have small hands, not a mum. He's possible for the ma'isek mitzah, he's possible for the avodzek mitzah. Mishnah Melech, in ma'isek rabbonis, perek yudgim aloch yudald, is oimin on the fact of ma'iru, the fact that Rambam skips this Yerushalmi, and the Chassam Sofer explains that the Rambam paskins, based on his understanding of the Gemara Chavov, that it's shaykh to be maktir koimitz acha koimitz. That means that the koin could be koimitz a certain amount, could be koimitz then another amount, and each kmitza could be put on the mizbeach until the total that's put on is shtei kezeisim. So the Bavli understands that the yad hakoin, you need a haktor of a kezeis, so he doesn't have to have two kezeisim in his hand, he can be maktir pam acha pam. Mashengen, according to the Yerushalmi, there's a defined size of two kizaisim, and that's not on a sliding scale. The person who has small hands It's possible. Either the Mishnah in Kehillim, the Yerushalmi has to give the Ganetz also with the Mishnah in Kehillim that says that Kol Echad Lefi Mashahu. So Yerushalmi will have to say, there's a kasha that's asked by the Mefarshim, but the Shlema asks this kasha later on, Chovavam Beis, that how does this fit with the Mishnah of Asher Hosham that's mentioned in the Kmitza? So the Teretz is that there's one din how much of the Kmitza has to be offered that the Shia's Beis Kazesim. So if he can't do the kmitza in a way that amount will be offered, the Yerushalmi doesn't hold that you can make a kmitza after, you can make a aktara after aktara. Kmitza after kmitza. So you have to do one aktara, one amount of kmitza has to be put on the mizbeach. So if he can't be mekayim that, so that halacha is a problem, legabe how much is offered. But be'etzim in the ma'isa kmitza, the ma'isa kmitza ba'sheusha will be a ma'isa kefim ha'shehu. So in the Yerushalmi's estimation, the Mishnah in Menachos is not talking about the Shir Be'etzem, it's talking about how much you need for a Maisa Kmitza. The Bavli, that holds that you could do a Maisa after a Maisa, will hold that the Shir Basher Husham is a simple functional halacha. There's no shir in the kmitza. A simple functional halacha is you have to do a maisa kmitza. A maisa kmitza has to be a certain amount. Okay, so if there's a certain amount that has to be offered on the mizbeach, so you could do the maisa twice. So the Chassam Sofer really touches that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are arguing about that, which would come out that the Bavli does not hold of what we just said, that the Mishnah in Kalim is a shir. All it is just a functional halacha of doing a ma'isa kmitza properly. That's what will come after the Bavli. So the Chassam Sofer's way of taking that noise of shnei kmitzos and the shear of a coin with small hands might be contradictory to our maskana. But bepashtus, in order to facilitate understanding what goes into the Mishnah Kehillim, what doesn't go into the Mishnah Kehillim, the shear in the Mishnah in Menachos is because it's not just a matter of doing the Maisa Kmitza properly, it's a shiur. It's a certain amount of chshivus. That amount of chshivus has to do with the Yad HaKoyin that happens to be doing the Avodah. That's what we gave different dugmois of places where there is no Maisa Kmitza. It's not just it's b'chalal not a functional halacha of how to do the Maisa Kmitza. All there is a shiur Kmitza. So that's what's mentioned over there in the Mishnah in Kehillim. Yitzhak Hashem, what we have to do is we have to go back and discuss some of the other dinim in the Mishnah over there in Kalim in order to see how this cloud plays itself out in different areas of Torah.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-VAD. 485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.